I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's unemployment rate has risen for the third month in a row. State Commerce Secretary Tom Surtees says April's rate of 6.9% is up from 6.7% in March. Surtees says the rise in April is due in part to how unemployment figures are seasonally adjusted. He says Alabama did not meet seasonal expectations for April, but only one Alabama county showed a higher unemployment rate for the month. The judge has delayed a trial over the state attorney general's raid of Victory Land Casino. AG Luther Strange sought the delay because the gambling expert used by his office for at least a decade died recently. The trial is over whether the state can keep more than $223,000 in cash and destroy over 1,600 machines seized in the raid. Music is in the air over parts of South Alabama this weekend. The sold-out Hangout Festival takes place in Gulf Shores with the band The Black Keys as the headliner. The city of Montgomery is hosting a music event of its own, and the public is invited to come for free. The River Jam Festival will include the band Wishbone, as well as Brandon Self and the Outlaw Revival. Festival organizer Ken Reynolds says one of last year's acts wound up on American Idol.
If you come to the River Jam Music Festival, we've got a great location here in Montgomery. We're going to have absolutely perfect weather this weekend, according to the weatherman. And I think the biggest difference is that the River Jam Music Festival is free to the public.
The River Jam Festival starts at 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Union Station Train Shed and Riverfront Park. Visitors can bring chairs, but not coolers. And snow in spring may sound like some unexpected weather event, but actually it's one of the creations elementary and middle school kids can make tomorrow at UAB. Mass Scientist Day will feature over 30 hands-on experiments and demonstrations designed to get kids interested in sciences like chemistry. The event is hosted by SACS, the university's chemistry club. SACS club president Rachel Davison says getting kids interested in science is an uphill battle in today's curriculum.
We feel that a lot of times sciences like chemistry are not as heavily explored during the elementary school years and don't get a lot of hands-on experience in general because it's hard to plan. It's hard for teachers to be able to set goals to do hands-on experiments.
The event will be held from 10 to 4 tomorrow in the UAB Chemistry Building. Free registration ends tonight at midnight and tickets will not be available at the door. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Friday evening to you overnight. Tonight, temperatures fall back in the 40s across North Alabama. Look for a partly cloudy sky. South Alabama, low to mid-50s for Saturday, Sunday. Good chance of rain across the Tennessee Valley, but areas south of Interstate 20 will stay dry for the weekend as temperatures top out in the 70s. Look for a partly sunny sky. By Monday and Tuesday, the whole state will be dry and very warm. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.